Inmates from the Escambia County Jail are scattered around detention facilities and hospitals in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties after Wednesday night's explosion at the lockup. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the blast is believed to have originated in a rear laundry room on the first floor, according to officials.
My name is Bill Pierce. I'm the public information officer for Escambia County, Florida. To give you a little background on what happened out here, just around 11 p.m. Central Time on Wednesday night, we had an explosion here at the central booking building of the Escambia County Jail.
The explosion killed two inmates and sent 184 inmates and jail staff to area hospitals. Three remain hospitalized. About 600 inmates were housed in the jail at the time. Early reports say a gas leak may be the cause, but authorities say it's too early to tell.
We're here for the purpose of getting to the bottom of it, and it's clear that this is both a significant and or horrific event that has occurred here.
State Fire Marshal Jeff Atwater is leading the investigation.
The community deserves, and the families and the victims deserve, the answer. So we will take our time in a facility that is clear right now has been significantly damaged to do the full investigation and be able to fully report in the end what was the origin and the cause of this event.
There were initial reports that three other inmates were missing, but Corrections Director Gordon Pike cleared that up.
All inmates have been accounted for. We didn't make any statements until we had a complete count on all inmates, and all of them have been accounted for.
It's also not known if the extensive flooding from Tuesday's severe storms was a factor. Pike says they were there on Wednesday inspecting flood damage, including 2 feet of water in the basement. The jail was also running on generator power.
We don't have the inmates in the basement. That's where their kitchen and the laundry is, in the basement. In fact, we had just renovated it and was hoping to get it operational.
After the incident, our personnel arrived and the occupants, all 600 prisoners and staff, were rapidly trying to evacuate the building.
Mike Weaver is Escambia County's public safety director.
At that time, our personnel had to step up and do rapid triage, and during that time, we transported and treated 184 victims, which were transported between the five local hospitals between our two counties. They were able to rescue some people who were trapped, as well as treat the victims in about 2.5 hours.
People as far away as Molino and Gulf Breeze reported feeling or hearing the blast, which caused a partial collapse of the facility. Roads leading to the jail are blocked off. Fire Marshal Jeff Atwater says the slow, deliberate pace the investigation will take also ensures the safety of crews going in and out of the facility. Atwater then turned it over to Joe Stedman, chief of the State Fire Marshal's Arson Investigation Bureau.
We anticipate that this investigation will commence full scale when all forces are mustered on scene. This investigation, we anticipate at minimum, we're looking at probably a 5-day window at minimum for us to complete our examination of the scene to attempt to determine the exact sequence and the circumstances which took place here.
Escambia County took control of the jail and its 400 employees from the sheriff's office last October 1st after a 5-year federal investigation of the facility. Sheriff David Morgan says his agency will provide support for the overall investigation while focusing on the two inmate deaths.
This is deemed as a, in custody death occurring within my jurisdiction, within the county. We will be mirroring this operation along with the ATF in the fire marshal's office. And that's basically what we will do throughout this operation until such time that it's deemed that it should transfer to another cognizant authority.
Morgan had no comment on an Associated Press report that quoted one jail inmate as saying she and others had complained of smelling gas before the explosion. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.